Hey everybody, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We're going to finish 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 14 through 27. Of course, we know this is the Apostle Paul who wrote this to the church in Corinth, and this is in the World English Bible. This is what it says. Even so, the Lord ordained that those who proclaim the good news should live from the good news. But I have used none of these things, and I don't write these things that it may be done so in my case. For I would rather die than that anyone should make my boasting void. For if I preach the good news, I have nothing to boast about, for necessity is laid on me. But woe is me if I don't preach the good news. For if I do this of my own will, I will have a reward. But if not of my own will, I will have a stewardship entrusted to me. What then is my reward? That when I preach the good news, I may present the good news of Christ without charge, so as not to abuse my authority in the good news. For though I was free from all, I brought myself under bondage to all, that I might gain the more. To the Jews, I became as a Jew, that I might gain Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain those who are under the law. To those who are without the law, as without the law, not being without the law toward God, but under law toward Christ, that I might win those who are without the law. To the weak, I became as weak, that I might gain the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I may by all means save some. Now, I do this for the sake of the good news, that I may be a joint partaker of it. Don't you know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run like that you may win. Every man who strives in the games exercises self-control in all things. Now they do it to receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore run like that, not aimlessly. I fight like that, not beating the air, but I beat my body and bring it into submission, lest by any means, after I have preached to others, I myself should be rejected. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, this is a race, and it is a long race. And this passage seems to remind us that we must take seriously the race that is set before us. Thank you that you've run that race before us. Thank you that you give us the strength to run in that race. Thank you that you give us the tools to succeed in that race. And we give you all the glory for every footfall that falls upon the path as we run that race with endurance, fixing our eyes on Jesus, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising its shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And we can consider him who has endured such hostility by sinners against himself that we may not lose heart. Lord, I pray for those today who are losing heart. They feel like they have shared the good news, they have sacrificed for the good news, and they have been rejected. Lord, I pray that you would give us supernatural understanding of what it might look like to be all things to all people, not in the sense of starting to sin differently like everybody else sins, but to try to find a point of connection with those who are far from you. Lord, some of us throughout our lives, we kind of learn this behavior throughout our walk with you. I know when I first met you, I was just like, blah, I just said all the things all the time about you and tried to save everybody. Now I'm much more winsome and I try to find a point of connection with someone. And Lord, I think that's the art of listening. That's the art of loving someone enough not to lambast them with a bunch of words, but to hear their heart and to meet them in that place of need. So Lord, help us to do that today. Help us to be listeners first, not proclaimers. Help us to be students of those who are far from you. Help us to love people who are outside the church with intention and with kindness and with a winsome way of invitation and with hospitality. Lord, may we be different as lights that appear on a hill. Lord, that all people are drawn to light. And so, Lord, we want to be lights like that. Lord, you tell us that we are the light of the world. And so in light of that, pardon the pun, help us to shine that light, that people may glorify you in heaven and see our good deeds. So Lord, that's what we pray today. We pray you'd help us to shine that light, to understand our friends who are far from you, and to love them well toward your kingdom. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today's podcast is brought to you by Deborah Ann Mott, who has written a book called Are You Willing? The book is a call to love those who are same-sex attracted, who have had abortion decisions, and people who just have difficult things in their lives. She has written a book called Are You Willing? And she has talked about how beautiful the gospel is and how it welcomes all people to Jesus. And so if you have been struggling in this particular area, or you have people in your life who are far from the Lord, this is a really beautiful book to pick up. She also has another book called The Elephant Gospel. And this is where she learned that Christianity is not about obtaining a list or being really successful about having that list and doing all the quote unquote right things, but it was about Jesus and his blood on the cross and the grace that he offers for all of us. So you can find out more at theelephantgospel.com, and I hope that today you will look at Deborah's website and find out more.